Lying awake a couple of nights ago, you know, between Christmas and New Year's, I was thinking about the things that I accomplished in 2023. But I also was thinking about how could I serve my listeners, how could I serve my clients better in 2024. And that's the content of this week's episode. Here's what I came up with when I was tossing and turning that evening. And, you know, I'd really love to hear back from you if this is going to serve you well. All right. Welcome to the Work Less, Profit More Business podcast for business leaders who want to stop being that chief everything officer. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and the simple small business strategies and mindset shifts that help my clients work fewer hours while making more profit. See, the truth is, business owners who earn 10 times more do not work 10 times harder. It is possible to go from a six-figure to a seven-figure business and not work harder using my results-driven framework. So if you're a lawyer, financial advisor, real estate investor, accountant, or other business owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. Each week, I share insights how to become the true leader of your business, the CEO, without working harder, so you can have the freedom that you truly desire. So my friends, yep, it's the time of year for most small business owners to think about several things. They think about setting goals. They think about reflecting on past successes, opportunities. And for me, I think about how I can do better without doing more. So let's talk about these three things. Let's talk about setting goals. You see, for me, this isn't about setting a big, hairy revenue number. Now, my clients know that that's fine. But for a lot of entrepreneurs, what usually happens is that the business owner sets that goal, that big, hairy revenue number, but never takes it any further. They never figure out how they're going to reach that goal, or who do they need to become to reach that goal, or what needs to change? What strategies, tactics, and actions need to change? What need to be added? And what needs to be let go of? So if you haven't listened to episode 120, which is all about annual planning, I highly recommend that you do. Remember, plan every 90 days. Review your goals every 90 days. Put it in your calendar. Commit to it. You see, Brian Tracy says that for every minute of planning, it saves you 10 minutes in execution. Imagine a 1 to 10 return on your investment, right? That's your first work less tip, is you've got to be strategically planning. Okay, let's talk about reflecting on successes and opportunities. Now, as business owners, we often don't celebrate our successes, right? And so I spent part of New Year's Day quietly writing out on pen and paper things that happened in 2023 that were successes for both my life and my business. And if you haven't done this yet, I strongly suggest that you set aside a few minutes to do the same. So a few of my successes were, in my life, I became a grandmother, right? Which means that I want to have more time freedom to go to Ottawa and to take care of him. I also made self-care much more of a priority in 2023. Now, in terms of business, I'm going to share these things because maybe these are some of the things that you would like to achieve. So I helped a coach stand out from her competition by creating her own intellectual property that she could share and she could sell to corporations. So what did that mean? Instead of selling to one-to-one to leaders, she went to corporations and she was able to upsell and really change her revenue dramatically. I also worked with a design agency and helped her clarify not only her brand, but her uniqueness. So she was able to communicate it so that her prospects knew what made her different. You see, even though she does this for a living, it's really hard to look at your own business from the inside and be able to figure out how you can present yourself to the outside world to be attractive. I also worked with a lawyer who I've been working for many years. And her big aha this year was that when she worked in her zone of genius, that's what brought her the most joy. That's what brought her the most freedom and the most profit. And she realized that she had to trust her team to do the rest. So while building a team, she had to figure out how to build the right team and then put in place the systems that allowed her to trust them to perform. I also worked with an accountant, helped him simplify not only his pricing, but his specialization, which of course leads to increased profit. I worked with another agency owner to grow the profit by simply stepping more boldly into his role of CEO and focusing his time not on the administrative things, but more on the strategic things in his business. Or a financial advisor who really wanted to just get more done by hiring the right team member. And so we had to go through that process. Or another real estate investor who finally, you know, put his vision down on paper so that he could actually share it with his team so that it could be communicated more easily and allow the team to all row in the same direction. Those are the things that bring me joy and that bring me freedom. So what successes did you have in your business and in your life for 2023? And then when you look forward for 2024, how could you do more of those things? Well, for me, 2024, I have a huge collaboration on the horizon, which needs to be clarified. It needs to be, you know, put down on paper. It needs to be strategically planned out, but it's already in the work. Okay, so we've talked about reflecting on your successes and opportunities. We've talked a little bit about setting goals. And last but not least, I want to talk about how I could serve you better with this podcast. And one of the things that I realized is that my podcast length seems to be growing. That's not what I want for you. I want you to be able to listen while you're out walking, while you're out, you know, folding laundry, whatever. And so I want you to be able to implement these things. And so I've made a commitment to shorten the time length of my podcast episodes. I've also made a commitment to invite one guest expert per month because I think that really gives listeners perspective. And the last thing I want to do with this is, since this podcast is all about working less and profiting more, I'm going to challenge myself to create 100 tips in 2024 about how you can work less, I mean, save you time, and how you could profit more. So keep listening. You see, you already got the first tip. The first tip is strategic planning saves you time. So how do you implement it? You go to your calendar, you mark down that you're going to spend maybe half a day every 90 days reviewing your strategic plan, reviewing your goals, how you're achieving them. And it's not whether the goal needs to change, but does the strategy need to change? So my friends, that's it for today's episode. I can't wait to hear from you more. Thanks for listening. And if you have some input on these ideas, I'd love, 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 love to hear back from you. Next week, I'm going to share with you 4 essential books that help small business owners grow sustainably. You're going to hear a lot about this word sustainably in the coming week. And I also want to just remind you that in the show notes, I have put links to the top 5 episodes, the most popular episodes of 2023, and I challenge you to go and listen to them. So that's it, my friends. Remember, work less, profit more. You can do this. Bye for now.